KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory continues until 9 p.m. Friday night. High of 102 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows around 74. Tomorrow, high of 101. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 87.
Hustler Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
Snell & Pessinger Appliance is still open. Visit them for the best in appliances on South Mill in downtown Beloit. I repeat, Snell & Pessinger Appliance, still open and ready to serve you.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and Bureau of Labor Statistics show a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.8% in June. This is a decrease from 2.9% in May and an increase from 2.6% in June 2022 for the state of Kansas. Secretary Amber Schultz said, quote, after remaining unchanged for seven consecutive months, the Kansas unemployment rate declined in June to the end of the second quarter at 2.8%. This is an increase from 2.6% 1 year ago, but it's still one of the lowest unemployment rates recorded in the state of Kansas. Despite that, the unemployment rate for the six-county area is actually up everywhere except for one county. The highest unemployment rate for June is in Cloud County at 3.3%, up from 2.8% in May. Also, Jewel is staying steady at 3.1%. Osborne is up to 2.5% from 2.3% in May. Also, it is Lincoln at 2.4%, up from 2% in May. Smith County also at 2.4%, up from 2.3%. And Mitchell County actually has the lowest unemployment rate in our six-county area at 2.3%, but still up from 1.8% in May. For more info, you can visit dol.ks.gov. Well, the heat has arrived, and the National Weather Service in Hastings has a heat advisor in effect from now until 9 p.m. on Thursday. Heat index values up to 100 to 110 degrees expected each afternoon through Thursday through the portions of north central Kansas and also south central Nebraska in our listening area. Again, hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses to occur. The National Weather Service would like to note that the highest heat indices are expected to occur in northern Kansas, and they may see 3 to 4 days of afternoon heat index values in excess of 105 degrees. Winds will be 5 to 15 miles per hour each day, only providing minor relief from the heat. They encourage you to drink plenty of fluid, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. They also encourage you to take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible to reduce risk during outdoor work. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat shouldn't be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency, and you can call 911 if that does happen. Again, there is a heat advisory effect from now until 9 p.m. on Thursday. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. Call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Mildred Schindler Jansen is appearing at Cocker City Methodist Church today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. She'll answer questions about experiences from her life growing up in Germany as a five-month-old American baby until a teenager when she finally could come back to the U.S. Her World War II award-winning memoir is Surviving Hitler, Evading Stalin. The 94-year-old will happily autograph her book coming anytime from 11 to 1, have a snack provided at the Cocker City Public Library, and meet this amazing lady. Osborne County Fair will be this week, July 26th through 30th. We'll have much more coming up here on the calendar this week on those activities. Things are being checked in today at the Osborne County Fair, so get ready for that coming up Wednesday through Sunday. The Glen Elder Fun Day is Saturday, July 29th. Coffee truck in the park at 7 o'clock. Motorcycle and car rally at 9 o'clock. 11 to 1, a walking taco stand. There'll be vendors in the park at 11. A free swim at the Glen Elder Pool at 1 p.m. Games in the park at 4. Igor's Water Gun Fun at 5. Food trucks in the park start at 4 as well. The board game parade at 6:30 with Touch a Truck to follow. And don't miss the dice run that starts at 7:30 on Saturday as well. Digital Thunder DJs presenting DJ Cherry Ice, sponsored by TMO Transport LLC at 7. The Glen Elder Fun Day coming up this Saturday. Also be a Downs Grief Share Support Group meeting, informational meeting coming up Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall, 1019 Blunt Street in Downs. For more information, email info@rosevalleychurch.org or leave a message at 785-454-3733. That's the news this hour. Reporting for Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake, I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Salvi, left center field and deep and gone into the bleachers. And Royals 2-0 lead becomes a 4-0 lead.
The Royals would go on to win by a final of 5-3 over the Guardians to snap a losing streak. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, a Beloit athlete competing in track and field, and also others in the USA Track and Field Junior Olympics this week. Also, the Bills losing a key player for the 2023 season, and a former Chief is signed at the Raiders. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In track and field notes, Mika Jordan of Beloit recently competed in the 34th Annual Sunflower State Games National Qualifier at Hummer Sports Park in Topeka. Mika was the 9 to 10-year-old girls division, won a gold medal in the shot put with a PR of 18.8 1/4, captured the gold in the turbo javelin with a throw of 70'3", also a PR, and she finished third in the high jump at 3'2". She qualified for the State Games of America in San Diego, which will take place next summer. Thanks to the Beloit Call for that information. Also, the USATF National Junior Olympics taking place this week in Eugene, Oregon, and many area athletes from the Katy Country 94 and Z96 Through the Lake area competing in events each day starting today through Sunday, with the exception of Friday for area participants. Today, in the 13 to 14-year-old girls 4x800-meter relay finals, the Kansas Flyers have two teams at the national meet. Madison Howland of Smith Center, a part of Team A, and Miley Ost of Mankato is on Team B. The race will begin approximately 1:53 this afternoon. Live results in the schedule for other area athletes can be found on the story at nckssports.com. As heard at the beginning of this sports cast, the Royals snapped a 5-game losing streak on Monday night with a 5-3 win over the Guardians in Cleveland. A 2-RBI double by Edward Olivares gave Kansas City a 2-0 lead in the second. They added two more, a homer by Salvador Perez in the sixth. Cleveland scored one in the sixth before Michael Garcia hit a solo homer in the seventh. 2-RBI single by Miles Straw in the bottom of the seventh cut the lead to 5-3. Scott Barlow did give up two hits and faced the game-winning run at the plate, but was able to escape with his 12th save in the end. Ryan Yarbrough got the win, giving up one run on six hits in six innings.
What we've become accustomed to, what he does well, is attack the zone, throw a ton of strikes, make them swing. And he gets a ton of soft contact, you know, changes speeds, moves the ball around, and really competes.
Mac Quatrero's group is now 29-73 on the season, while the Guardians are 49-51. Game 2 of 3 between the two teams is at 6:10 tonight in Cleveland. In the NFL, the Buffalo Bills will be without an important player in 2023. Running back and returner Nyheim Hines suffered a freak accident away from the team's facility that led to a torn left ACL. Hines was sitting stationary on a jet ski when he was struck by another jet ski, causing the injury. He'll need surgery to repair the torn ACL. He's expected to return in 2024. Hines did most of his damage for the Bills on special teams in 2022 as he had two kick returns for touchdowns. One final note from the NFL, former Chiefs and Ravens cornerback Marcus Peters has signed a one-year deal with the Raiders. Peters is a three-time Pro Bowler, including his first two seasons in Kansas City. He missed the 2021 season with a torn ACL and had a career-low one interception in 2022 with the Ravens. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northeastern Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.